As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision on a Monday, we say good morning to Shan Sheridan. Hey, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good today. Thanks for calling this morning.
No problem.
So how's Shan doing this morning?
Hey, Ken, doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful day. It's going to be like 75 today in November. Like November, it's November 9th, isn't it? Something like that. November 9th.
Yeah, it is November 9th.
Hard to believe. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So where? How do you want to assess what's going on right now with COVID?
Well, I'm not going to change any of my direction or any of my mindset or opinion that I've had since all the beginning. Numbers go up with more testing, and that's happening on a regular basis. I mean, I've known multiple people being tested multiple times, they're trying to check things out. And what the CDC says, you know, if you have symptoms, if you are experiencing something that would cause you to think, then, you know, probably should go get tested, find out, do your thing, quarantine, and get back in the game. So I continue to say that, and we'll continue to say that.
How are we doing out at the interstate on our expansion and all that stuff?
Things are moving. We've had a couple of hiccups with infrastructure. It's one thing to put something on paper. It's one thing to dig the hole. And when you start digging holes and water starts filling holes and you have your normal regular issues that you have to face out on the field, those have a tendency to delay things. And so we are working through some of those challenges, but the team has done a great job, and looking forward. I mean, NHK is practically done. They should be done by Christmas with their building, and then they will start the process of racketing and everything that they will have to do to fill the building. So that's the good news, and good Lord willing, we'll have all the infrastructure in place long before they start their shifts in July.
Any more announcements on stuff here in town, or any more ribbon cuttings coming up that you're aware of?
Well, I mean, we do have an accepted offer on the Vicks Metal building, and we're waiting to see. They're doing their due diligence, so we'll hopefully be able to make an announcement about that shortly. The Kayco building has been purchased, and we've been working with that new company and great folks, and we look forward to seeing what they've got to do. A lot of basically re-engineering some things to make their program work and fit. So besides that, we're still have the Wabash National Building that we have shown on several occasions, so far we're in the we've been in the game with a couple of items, or a couple of companies, but that's about it right now. So regarding small business, we do have some folks that have come in recently to talk about some new opportunities, and we welcome those, and certainly think that if there's any way we can help those folks, we will, and we want to see people take advantage of opportunities even in a downtime or at a challenge time to be able to utilize whatever resources there are to help them get going. So that's a little bit of it in a nutshell, and everybody's fighting, keeping their head up, keeping the faith.
For sure. Russ, you got anything for Shan?
No, I appreciate your leadership, Shan. I know,
for sure.
Seen and unseen, all the things you do for the community, and we appreciate it. And I quote, progress, unquote, is sometimes in the eye of the beholder, but I think basically Clinton County is going the right direction, don't you?
Well, yeah, and I appreciate your due diligence and what you guys do as Casper Media, and you're here highlighting our local community and bringing us together. We appreciate that. I think you're exactly right in the comment of eye is in the progress is in the eye of beholder. Some folks would say that progress is not progress at all, and it's not what they want, and then others want more development. So the opportunity to be able to bring good development into a community and create good prosperity, good wealth, that helps raise the standard across the board is very important. And I think not only are we as a county focused on that, but our region, our ITC region, Indiana Technology Corridor region, and our state is very focused on strengthening prosperity in our state, so that not only that we can have a healthier, wealthier economy, but we can also be more of a blessing to others and help bring others along and get them to a standard that that they would be even more happy with. But it takes work, and you're right. You're absolutely right about the eye of the beholder. And if we can all remember that, everybody has an opinion, and everybody's opinion is valued, and that's what's the greatness about freedom in this country.
So, Shan, when I was coming in the door at the radio station today, I was pondering election. What is an election? An election is a question. It's a question. And the voting process is rendering us an answer. So whether we want solar panels in Clinton County or whatever, that is a question. And then we vote, and then we have... Presumably, if we can trust all the polls, because we can't trust the polls, but if we can trust all the votes legally and cast, then that gives us the answer to the question. And
absolutely.
And so and our job, our humble job as media, and of course with social media, it's gotten multifaceted here, is to just. Mull these questions over before the vote, or after, in this case, after the vote, I guess, but and try to move forward on that.
That's right. Amen. I totally agree. And we all, it's an overused cliche about being all in this together, and I don't like using it as much because not everyone is in the same boat. We might be all in the same sea, but we're not all in the same boat. Some have yachts, some have canoes, but I think that our biggest, understanding of all of this is that we are in this, in the sense of this country, our community, our state. We all want one thing in common. I really do believe this. Most, unless you're just evil.
I want those farmers to have big yields and good prices.
That's right. We want everybody to be successful. If you don't want other people to be successful, then I think that there's an issue with, I think there's an abnormality in you. If you don't want and desire other people to be successful, there's something that's not quite there. And I think that it's important for us to want folks to be successful, whether it be your neighbor or whether it be, again, I'm not talking about, evil or a plan or some diabolical, plan. I'm talking about, can we really live with someone being successful? And I think that that's one of the struggles that we have in Clinton County, to be quite frank with you. I think there is an attitude sometimes of jealousy and envy.
What do they call that? Schadenfreude, or what's the name of that?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you're right about that. So,
it's a German saying of taking pleasure in someone else's pain.
Your dad used to say that.
So yeah.
I remember that statement from your dad. But yeah, we actually take pleasure in someone else's deep frailty or whatever. I think it's important. I'm a Christian. The Christian values that I have are simple. My faith is first, and then everything else comes in line with that. And I think that that doesn't make me perfect. I'm far from perfect, but I do believe that if we have that perspective, the goal for us is then, do we really want, what's good for other people like we would want it be to be good for us? And I think that there comes another question to your point. The question is, then how does that look and what does that mean? Because people have different perspectives of how that looks. Some people would say, we've got to feed the hungry and take care, shelter the homeless. That's true. But we also have to find ways to help the homeless have a home that they can be proud of, that they actually were a part of making, and help folks that are hungry find ways to create income or to find ways to create food so that they don't have to go hungry again. And that is, I think, some of the issues that we have to discuss, and those are some, I think, the differences of opinion that people have just in how you do it. It's not, I don't think the issue is what we're looking for. It's how we get there. I may be wrong, but that's kind of my perspective.
Economic growth in Clinton County in the next 10 years, if you could wave a magic wand and change two things to ensure good, solid, positive economic growth in Clinton County, what two things would you wish on this county?
I would absolutely see consolidation in government. I think that would help a lot. I think bringing cities and counties and the local communities together, finding ways to work more collaboratively, which we have a great group of people. I mean, we have awesome leaders. I will just say we've been very blessed compared to other places, but the continuing that collaboration, that partnership, and doing it in a way that bridges that there's communication gaps that are filled now, and that void is taken care of so that people know what's going on. Economic development wise, I would say the continued growth to 65 is going to be big. I think that the housing, you know, when you start consolidating government and we start recognizing that maybe the city of Frankfort could be the wastewater hub for Kirkland and Colfax and Mulberry and Rossville, and you can start looking at opportunities to grow housing in all of those communities, because that's one of the biggest issues that these local smaller communities have. They would love to grow housing, but it's pretty hard to put another house on a already failing wastewater system. So the importance of water, wastewater, all that kind of infrastructure grows economic development.
And yeah, we call those permissive variables. If you don't have that sewer thing figured out, it doesn't permit anything.
Right, right. The other part of this is I think, technology. You know, digital technology, the internet, broadband, getting that to the east side of the county is
and to Kevin Keith's house.
Yeah, we got it. We got to get it to Kevin Keith's house.
Gotta get it, man.
And it's closer. I think things are getting closer, because I do believe that between what we're working on with Indiana Technology Corridor, watch communications, we have hotspots pretty much everywhere right now, which is a great thing. But how do we get that into the homes of folks and to the businesses of folks? It's the cost factor. I mean, that's the big issue. It's really a cost factor. The last mile cost factor is the biggest situation. So when you have companies like ACCS who have been out here forever, I mean, they have been here for years in this community, offering great service. When you've got the Frankfort Utilities and all these different folks that are partnering together, Firehawk. I mean, Mulberry Telephone. If you look at Mulberry Telephone, what they've been able to accomplish out in that area, it's phenomenal for a little phone co-op. So when you think about the technology that we have, it's how we tie it all together and how we regionally make this happen. You know, we work with GTEL out in where we live, and the service is outstanding, and we live out in the country, out in the county. And, I'm very thankful for that, because we're on that northeast side of the county, which is very, which is extremely challenged. But that is one of the areas that we've got to get it for the whole county. We've got to work towards that and getting Kirkland lit up, Michigan Town lit up, so that they can be more of a player in economic development. Because that is going to be as powerful and as valuable as water and wastewater in a lot of ways, guys.
You know, you just bring up a very interesting point. I know we're close to the top of the hour here, but what you're saying is you want the county to be like a 25-year-old, person that's athletically fit. You're communicating, your nerves are connected, your brain is connected to your heart's connected to your body. You want this county to function with good communication, a good spirit, being in shape, being quick to respond to threats and opportunities, and not be a lumbering, 105-year-old that doesn't know that this is happening and that's happening in your body. We have to operate as one organism that's healthy and ready to go.
Absolutely. And just because we're over, 1830, we were born in 1830, doesn't mean that we don't have a youthful spirit. And I think what happens is sometimes I love the past. I love preserving the past. I love history. But sometimes we get so caught up in the past that we forget that there is a future, and then sometimes we get so stuck in the now, the challenge, the problem, the struggle, the tribulation, the trial that we're going through right now, that it's hard to see the future. So that's why we've had these segments. How do we look past the now? It's tough. Some mornings it's tough to get motivated, but you know what? You have to look at what you have ahead of you and the opportunity and not the obstacles. And what are those obstacles? Are those obstacles opportunities for us to get better? And I absolutely believe that. And I think that we have great people in our community that understand that and get that and recognize the power of communication and the power of collaboration and the power of coming together for one common cause, regardless of political perspective, regardless of opinion. Everybody has those, and you should be free to have those. That's the good, great thing about this country. But at the end of the day, it's not the what, it's how. How do we get there? And if we can work towards figuring out what are the best ways to get there, we will get there. And we are going. We're there. We're moving in that direction. So it's exciting to be a part of Clinton County. We're part of a region that is growing fast in this state, and I think you're going to see more growth. The key is, how do we help those that struggle to get to a point, a better point in their life? They don't have to be, they don't may not want to be at a certain point, but, you know, how do you help them get to a point that's better for them? And I think that is one of the keys to economic development.
All right. Shan, we sure appreciate your time as always, and I know we'll catch you down the road here soon.
I appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Shan Sheridan. That's our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision.